Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hear ye, hear ye. Best ball season is here. For Soccer Dad brings no fishy takes, but some good cheer. So get ready, because the Swolecast is here. So play the video.
Your video's not loading.
I love Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years. Love this show. Love this show.
You couldn't script it any better than that.
It's so sick. Coming back was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And then it just starting. Not even full screen. I love it. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Swolecast here at RunnersRunners.com. I'm Soccer Dave, a.k.a. Soccer Dad, with Peter Overzet and Davis Matic. And, guys, the fantasy football season, it started. I don't know if you guys been on Twitter, but Scott Fishbowl is going, and people are jumping into best balls, and so that's what this show is going to be today. Is really kind of a beginner's guide to best balls.
Well, and you are that beginner. You are the hero going on the hero's journey.
Yeah, like that's the. I mean, when you really want to get in the weeds, understand like the user journey, what do? You go, you sign up, you do stuff yourself, you see kind of pain points, obstacles, stuff you want to tackle. And so that's what we're doing here. I'm going to ask questions. Are you going to answer them? Or are you going to like just make fun the whole time? I just need to know, just set it up.
I think, you know, it all is going to have to do with kind of like your tone and your vibe. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to just kind of, you know, bend the knee and kiss the rings over here, you know, maybe we'll offer a little more help. If you get a little combative, you go a little rogue, then maybe it'll take a different tenor.
Yeah.
I think it's up to you. Yeah.
Davis, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right. Why?
You're a little subdued. You're a little like,
sorry,
going on. We got Euro Cup or something happening.
Yeah, I need to find the Netherlands women starting 11. I need to figure out who's playing striker for the Netherlands women.
Davis, was it your birthday over the weekend?
No, it's my birthday is when we're going to be on our honeymoon. So my wonderful partner threw me a surprise party on our vacation a little bit early.
It looked nice. I saw the birthday stuff, so I wasn't sure, but it looked like a good time.
Yeah, the big 3-0 is coming up, and they did not let me live that down.
You can, I mean, now Dave, when Davis turns 30, like, can he no longer play the like young guy in the industry card? Like, is that over now?
Oh, it's already over. He like doesn't like to go on TikTok. He, you know, yells at the clouds, just argues on Twitter all day. Like,
I mean, imagine living in a world where Davis Maddock is 30. That's the world that everyone's in now. That's a terrifying spot to be.
Yeah, no, this is true. Like, I mean, you're growing up on us. Do you feel like you have matured at all?
Not really, no. And I don't want to. I have no interest. I have no interest in becoming a mature, better version of myself, really.
All right. So let's see if we can share the screen. Man, that intro was...
That intro was an all-timer. Awesome. We didn't even... shout out to Rob. I assume that was Rob who put together that new intro. We'll figure out how to get it properly loaded in StreamYard next time.
Sure we will. Yeah. Sure we will.
Rob and Jesse Wilkins, a.k.a. DJ Double Take, for the background. I mean, it kind of has like a nice 90s grunge type that we want. So, yeah, okay. Let's see... Chrome tab, window. All right.
Amazing stuff, Dave.
Let's do it. All right. I think you guys should be able to see this now.
My eyes.
Oh, it's not in dark mode. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, Lou Dog got the two hole here.
So I didn't tell people what I was doing. Because I don't want people. Oh, the fourth. It's just like my Scott Fishbowl.
Yeah, same pick. Settings too. So this should make it easy for you.
Yeah, same settings.
Yeah, I have not drafted a wide receiver yet in Scott Fishbowl. So,
so that's
Patrick.
Good.
Patrick, because I think wide receivers are a little bit. You know, it's not like your typical settings. So I went bully tight end with. Andrews and Waller.
You're on the clock, Dave.
Oh, gosh. All right. Jefferson, Chase, Henry. Ooh. All right. Let's just do.
Wow. Jefferson.
Well, you
passing
know,
on the big dog.
You need to balance. You need to be balancing your exposure so you don't get too much of Jefferson or too much of Chase, you know?
No, this is like the beginning of my exposure. Like I have zero exposure to Jefferson.
That was the joke, bud.
Yeah, this is the start. Hey,
Rudman, if you're watching, do you think you could top off this guy's account for an influencer? It's like a little paltry over here.
So true story. I signed in and it was like, you know, when you find like $20 in a jacket, like the next winner.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. I thought that I was going to have to like top up and I'm like, no, I've already got money in my account. Maybe from something I'd won.
I've been like doing the opposite version of that and like going everywhere where I think or I pray I have money and like getting it off now that I'm like, we had this offer accepted on the house. So I'm just like pinching pennies and collecting it everywhere. Like, oh, this random offshore sports betting account. Can I get it off?
Buddy, here? I have been there in the house game.
I have been there too. This is why I sold the Bored Ape. It was 100% why I needed liquidity for and to have 3 months of clean bank statements in my account. So,
hey, Kitchen, if you're going to be a best ball streamer, you do need to utilize the draft board view for the people watching at home.
All right. So how do I do that?
Figure it out. You'll get there.
You're supposed to be helping us out.
Just start clicking around.
No.
See that little sun thing up there? That will show the draft board if you click that. There we go. Okay, now let's go down and actually take care of the draft board. See the checkered box thing there? It looks like a Connect Four board. There you go. Look at you.
There's not even like a tooltip. Like we need, I need
a tooltip. This is like the most intuitive streaming software of all time, Dave.
Well, yeah, but if I didn't know, like I should be able to know that there's like a draft board view. Like there should be some sort of call. Cause like the checkerboard, how are people going to find the draft board view if you didn't tell them?
I mean, I always thought Underdog was kind of idiot proof, but you're really debunking that.
Dave,
theory today.
He's really pushing it. He's really pushing it to the limit. So Dave, you know, in terms of, you know, this draft, how are you thinking about your week 17 correlations? Are you dialed in? Are you upset to see Aaron Jones going there at the 2-5 or, was that not
no, not at all
you're thinking?
Not at all. You'll see. I think you'll see my strategy play out as we go on. I don't want to give too much away, but you know, as we as we start with the so how do I make a pick now? So I exit out right here.
You just click the X. You just click the X.
Go back to the board
because this opens it up in a new window. So okay.
Now, are you thinking? Are you thinking a zero RB team here? Kind of what's?
Yeah, no. Unless the big dogs go in and an alpha RB, I will always do zero RB. So, yeah, for sure. And I really like. I've been starting more drafts with Kelce to start. I really like that strategy. I like it. Mark Andrews as well. Tyreek gives you a little bit of spike week prowess there. You know what?
True, he does.
Let's do it.
You know what? It was like, you know how when people talk about top signals for crypto, it's like your uncle is talking about Bitcoin at the Thanksgiving table. Kitchen talking about zero RB makes me feel like it's now jump the shark. We reached the top.
Like it's time. Like Kitchen advocating for zero RB has you looking at Ezekiel Elliott in the fourth round, like the kombucha girl. Like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
Maybe I should give Antonio Gibson a longer look at the dead zone.
Kombucha girl, Davis.
Dave, who do the Miami Dolphins play in Week 17, bud?
I should know this, but I don't.
Well, if you're entering it, yeah, if you're getting into these streets,
it's a divisional opponent.
Okay, Patriots. They usually play Patriots at the end.
First try.
You are a thought leader.
You are about to be on the clock, sir.
Okay, so with the 3-4, let's see who's available right now. Ooh, you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, please do. Yes. So someone in the chat could snipe you on your Tua stack and say,
yeah, Tua's going in the ninth round now. Dave, this is a good start to your draft. I have no.
I'm telling you. All it takes is to get me in the streets, like, and I'll be good.
Well, just a lot of people would have forced Nick Chubb or Javonte Williams there. Or I guess Javonte went the pick before, so a lot of people would have forced Nick Chubb there.
If I went Kelce, I would have gone Javonte because, you know, the Week 17 matchup.
Yeah, of course.
With the Chiefs and Denver, you know, some people don't realize the Week 17 matchups, you know, that's kind of where the ceiling is, the upside. A lot of people are just going to min cash. They just want to get in there.
Well, some people might say all the EV is in Week 17.
Right.
They might for
underdog.
Producer Sosa earning his paycheck today.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. For underdog. So, all right. As you guys are playing stuff like Scott Fishbowl, redraft leagues, that sort of thing. Yeah, you've been programmed like Pavlovian theory.
I actually wanted to talk to Pete about what you're about to bring up.
Because you're like, oh, I can't stack. Like, Davis, I looked at your team and there's no stacks with the first like six picks.
That's not true.
I wonder. Okay. I wonder if that is like something that you feel like you have to stack and you're looking at Week 17, you have to kind of reprogram for redraft leagues.
Well, Karain was actually in one of our group chats was looking at the playoff schedule for Scott Fishbowl, and his conclusion was Week 16 was actually the most important for Fishbowl. He's estimated at like a 540 team Week 16 final where you have to finish in the top 30. So that's kind of interesting.
So that's the big correlation week, and that makes sense.
Yeah, and then whereas the final is a 30-team final in Week 17, so you don't need as much ceiling. So there you go. Correlation Bros, Week 16 for Scott Fishbowl. But yes, Kitchen, I have a hard time turning it off. I mean, we're drafting an FFPC main event team right now, and Karain like mentions Week 17 correlation all the time. I was like, no, it doesn't matter.
well, it still matters a little bit, but not to the same extent, right?
Well, the whole because week 15 through 17, like the teams that have great schedules
yeah.
for 3 weeks matter a lot.
Right. All right, Dave.
So Davis, who's on your team? Who's on your team for Scott Fishbowl?
CMC, Lance, Tua, AJ Brown, T. Higgins, and Jalen Waddle.
Okay, so I saw your first five picks, and you didn't have Waddle.
Yeah, well, I was setting. Oh, and I just took Hollywood Brown.
He went early for me, so I have had zero opportunities.
You're on the clock.
Right, I'm on the clock right now. Let's see what we got.
A fun game would have been for Dave to guess behind the draft board who was going to be there. Who was there?
Yeah, that would have been good. All right, I'm going to go with Kittle.
God, I love it. God, it's, I can't even roast Kitchen. He's
This is like watching Peter Schiff buy Bitcoin right now. It's really is what's happening. Like Dave, just no hesitation tapping the button on George Kittle ahead of ADP.
Also, Dave's actually getting a pretty friendly room for zero RB. Like this isn't a piss boys room. He's getting like pretty nice values at these spots.
I think it's because I entered it before. I was gonna say like, all right, I'm entering the stream now because I knew like people would want to just
those dirty EV chasers. Lou Dog got you, but the rest of the boys missed you.
Yeah, and am I really concerned about Lou Dog?
No. Dude, we're in Club NGMI gambling chat. We're talking Galbrain best ball theories like 24 hours a day, bro.
Okay. Did you see the tight end that was trending today? I think JJ was talking about him.
Yeah.
Schultz.
And I totally agree with JJ's point too, which is the only reason to be into him is the team he plays for. There's nothing in his skill set that makes you want to draft him.
Yeah.
I got some heat for being Hawkinson over Schultz earlier in the offseason. Although now I feel like the Schultz hate might be swinging a little too far.
It's not though. It's not. His ADP is 65th overall.
No, that's... I'm saying just the current sentiment of everyone piling on Schultz being a bad pick.
Well, you know, it's like words are cheap. Let the market show up. If you can get him in the eighth round, I'll take Dalton Schultz in the eighth round.
I guess like hang on. We'll let Kitchen do his pick.
Yeah. Here. On the clock, I have three receivers, obviously two Dolphins. Got a tight end. Boy. Let's see here. I think I
love watching the wheels work, Dave.
Ah, man. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go Juju.
Wow. Are you playing to the crowd?
I don't have chat open right now. I don't have
chat. I just mean, are you trying to do like the zero RB team?
Oh, because I that's what I did last year. That's what I did the year before that.
Is that how you made the puppy final?
Yeah, it's how I made the puppy final. I think that year may have been like Derrick Henry. What
I remember your team. You had Henry and Tannehill on that team.
Yep.
And I think I had the Tannehill, Corey Davis, AJ Brown double stack, but no Henry on mine.
Yeah, Titans, and I think I had a few just – I think I had Dave Montgomery on that team and Madison just before they popped off. All right, let's see.
So tell us why you're such a believer in zero RB, you know, in a contest like this, Dave.
Yeah, because I think, you know, there's this hyper-fragility of the running back position where – listen – things can go south really quick. And you take your top wide receivers, you take your top running backs and tight ends. And what's the position that is most fragile, you know, that gets hurt the most, that can be replaced the most.
And that's go off King.
Yeah. Those are your running backs. They absorb the most contact. And so this is something that
hang on one sec.
If you're taking notes, I'll probably go for some of the running backs later and just have them kind of fill out the roster and just hope that a few darts hit. All it takes is one or two.
Here's the thing, though. The chat is saying they're pandering to me, but I don't think zero RB teams are particularly good for Best Ball Mania 3. I think zero RB is much more set up to win in the FFPC main event. I think it, obviously, I think zero RB teams can do well. And I think you get more of the
boot him, Sosa.
I think you get more of like the insane teams with zero RB, because obviously if you hit on the Eli Mitchells, the, you know, if Zeke gets hurt, yeah, I'm not saying I'm not drafting zero RB teams in Best Ball Mania 3 or the Puppy. I'm actually maybe like more incentivized to do it in the Puppy, just because I'm kind of just hanging out, you know.
And David's just working himself around the horn.
But I think hero RB is optimal for these contests.
You nailed it when you said like it gets you the chance at building the biggest possible super team, high powered super team. And these finals now are so top heavy, and you have to beat so many teams that I've had this take that I do think a zero RB team will win one of these contests.
So I will give my thoughts on that in a moment after Dave picks.
Yeah, I had my first kind of snipe of the draft with Thielen going a few picks earlier. Couldn't pair him with Justin Jefferson. So, yeah, I'll pick my first running back here and just use Elijah Mitchell to pair him with Kittle.
Wow. Yeah. Even after saying these guys get hurt. It's just because Davis mentioned Eli Mitchell and you're like, oh, I recognize that name.
Okay, so Pete, my thing is that
Davis is so serious.
You would have to, what's the right way to phrase this? So the 14 point performances that you're getting from, you know, fat guys like Zeke or Chubb or whatever during the regular season don't really move the needle for you in the main event, right? Like it's just totally replaceable. Like you can win, you can win in the main event getting 0 points from your running back slots. But the iterative nature of best ball scoring means that like a guy, even a guy who busts at ADP, but just is healthy and available and churning out 12 or 13, is going to probably have a pretty decent advance rate at running back, actually, because of what Dave mentioned, you know, the attrition rates, so many guys are going to eat zeros. So many guys are just going to lose their jobs outright. So guys who I think are bad managed picks have avenues to being like 10, 15% advance rate guys. And then that's when you get into the argument of, are you trying to optimize for advance rate and just getting as many teams there as possible, winning week 17, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but it's still the binary nature of what guys like Sony Michel and Rashad Penny were able to do last year, having 25, 30-point weeks. Like, you just can't get that anywhere else. And outside of, like, the one or two running backs at the top, those wide receivers are going to have access to those 30-plus points at a higher clip anyway. So, I don't know. I can't – I think zero RB is optimal for these tournaments. And but again, like when I looked at the things, like you are going to advance less teams, like for sure. That makes complete
sense. And I want to advance a greater number of teams. Like my personal preference, I would like to advance a greater number of teams and have more bites at the apple, especially because in my player picks, Dave, you could have waited around on him. I think it's fine.
Why?
You get your Titan.
Davis. Yeah, I picked Treylon Burks.
Go to I just want to see what the ADP differential was here.
I think he's 86 and a half right now.
Scroll down on your team, Dave, on the right side. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was going to send you one of my new Value Hound t-shirts, and now I'll never be able to do that. No, my God, Dave. Oh no. Yeah,
there are some people that just worry too much about ADP. For me, it's about ceiling. Where's Treylon Burks' ceiling? You know, if they drafted him, let's say he gets this asthma thing figured out, and let's say he's AJ Brown 2.0.
Would you
want AJ Brown in the seventh round?
We made it six rounds with Dave just relying on the structure to be his edge, and then immediately went full. I know better. ADP doesn't matter.
No. I didn't want someone else to get Treylon Burks because that's you know, there's a little bit of value in the bit as well. So
make sure you start. Make sure you star all your Cowboys and your Titans, bud.
Yeah, Titans are easy. Cowboys
and Titans play in week 17.
I know, Davis. I know.
Dave has the Titans schedule.
They're the Thursday night game that week, bro. They're the first game.
And so it kills Kitchen because he wishes it was the Monday night hammer.
I'll know early if I'm you know, have any sort of life in all my
teams. Okay, so I wanted to make another point to Pete on the zero RB stuff, which is I'm optimizing my team so heavily for week 17 anyway with the correlation stuff that I'm wondering like what the middle is. Like I absolutely, of course, do not deny that probably the perfect Best Ball Mania 3 team is a zero RB team where you hit on this year's Rashad Penny and Eli Mitchell, right? One, I mean, I think the problem with that is that probably this year's Eli Mitchell is going undrafted or going undrafted a lot. Like, I think that's one of the things that impacts best ball, obviously. But then the other thing
you're picking one case of Eli Mitchell.
Well, I mean, this is fair. Like, or Cordarrelle Patterson, right? Was not drafted in a huge chunk. Like that. Just, I mean, there's only 216 players drafted in every Best Ball Mania 3 draft, right? 18 times 12.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned two running backs, kind of cementing the whole idea of zero RB.
Mitchell was drafted in just a little over 5% of all BBM two teams.
So but, I think, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I understand what you're saying with that you already kind of playing for like upside scenarios with the week 17 correlation. The one thing is anchor RB is by far the most utilized structural strategy.
That, yeah,
on underdog.
That's true.
And so I think there's a chance that you show up and anyone getting the finals is going to be thrilled, but you flip over the cards and you have teams that look a lot like
yours. You're relying on Olamide Zaccheaus to be your differentiator.
Right. Cause last year it was Jonathan Taylor. Everyone showed up and we just all canceled that out. And then you played a 17v17. Whereas
can you shut up for just 10 seconds, please? Gosh, let me focus.
Kitchen, if you can't juggle a conversation and making a pick, then you have a long way to go in your best.
How is your queue organized?
There is no queue. That's or, actually I mean, GTO.
I was going to say, what rankings do you have imported?
You ever hear of custom rankings, Davis? You go into Underdog and
these are your own custom rankings. Yeah. I really hate that. I did a draft with Daigle last Thursday and he had his rankings up. I hate it. I just want the market. I just want ADP.
That's how I am with it too. I mean, I get it. If you're just starting out and you haven't done your drafts yet, like it's nice to have some ranks in there just to make sure you're not missing anything glaring. Which
guiding
is
you
kitchen.
Through the waters. Yeah. You're just guiding you through the waters.
Once you get through here, get, 10 or so under your belt, then you're ready to take off the training wheels.
All right.
So Dave, what's your plan at quarterback here? We know Tua.
I did not even see because you guys were talking.
You're on the clock.
Trey Lance already got drafted.
Yeah, oh, that's long gone.
Man.
Well, that's another thing about Robert Woods.
you just took Robert Woods over Sky Moore and Chase Claypool. Oh my God, what a dagger!
Why would I want? I mean, Claypool maybe, right? Because he's going to be playing more slot this season, his natural position. But Sky Moore, he could be the third string, fourth string wide receiver there.
All right, so here's the question, Dave.
The consigliere makes a great point. Burks actually was a value hound play in Soccer Dave's ranks because he got him 40 spots after where he should be going.
That's what I'm saying. If he is truly AJ Brown, you would want him to get there. You guys are so tied up in the ADP and the value stuff, next best player. For me, it's more about the structure and the whole strategy of wanting to really consolidate my teams into, micro stacks, basically, is kind of what I call them.
No one understands any of that word salad that you just vomited up there. But the question I have for you is, you're clearly setting up a Tannehill into a double stack. Are you comfortable with those as your only two QBs, or are you looking at a three QB build?
Sometimes you can't really go into it. Can't really go into things with a set plan.
Pete, do you want
to
hear?
When I get to third QB, I'll let you know. I might even mix things up a little bit.
You want to hear the most lizard brain thing I've been doing recently?
What?
Taking a third quarterback when I take Trey Lance.
Because where are you taking your second quarterback?
You know, in the Trevor Lawrence Fields range or so, because I still think Trey Lance totally has ups. Like, I mean, the whole thing, you guys talked about this on Ship Chasing 3 weeks ago. Like, the guy could literally run for 1,000 yards, but I do still think there is like some chance he is benched for part of the season and or you know, injured or what. Like, just this whole situation is so weird right now. And I still think you're getting him at a discount if Jimmy does get traded. Like, I think he's immediately a fifth round pick when Jimmy gets traded. So I am. And then, you know, Osma did the whole article about how you're actually adding points to your teams when you take a third quarterback, even if they're good quarterbacks.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Dave.
No, I hate to break up this interesting conversation.
No, I was just going to say one thing too, as a streamer, I purposefully don't use my cue, because basically what you're doing is you're putting it on a billboard for the chat to snipe you and telegraphing what you want.
Come snipe me, bro. Come snipe me.
This is all why I you want don't is... block it. You want to get sniped?
Right. I want just an overview, basically, when I go there. So people know.
Overzet's overview.
Yeah. Right. All right. Can we talk about something real quick?
Dave and I are trying to have an actual fun, interesting game theory conversation about three QB builds.
Yeah, fun is very subjective in this sense. Freaking falling asleep while I'm drafting. No, there goes Cousins and Rodgers back to back. So, Zach Wilson. In the age of technology where everything gets leaked, found out, whatever, Reddit, are you guys just shocked that there is nothing about this best friend out there?
Well, not if you're in the Deposit Kingdom Discord, where one of our users, Mathology, did like his 100 hours of research on the mom's Instagram. He's found a candidate that he believes is the best friend. But yes, David, it is.
Didn't it already make it out and people were posting her Instagram stories?
I haven't seen like mainstream acknowledgement. I just know my guy Mathology spent a lot of time on Zach Wilson's mom's Instagram to figure this out.
Let's pull her up on the stream. Let's pull it up and see if this is this.
Let's
is the
not
person.
Overwhelm Sosa with more technical stuff.
I'm kind of shocked, but I did see the meme of what's it, the boys with on Amazon, when they said that he's thinking it's going to go Zach Wilson, like logging on thinking it's going to go one way, and then everyone's just congratulating him for this, and he's just like really proud of himself now. He got so much praise after this story.
I'll pull up the photo that Mathology thinks he has identified here. Sosa, you'll be able to see this in the hopper and pull this up on screen real quick. This is who I'll read Mathology's thing real quick. He says, Miss Lisa Wilson, person IG, and we see her close friends celebrating Miss Wilson's birthday. See seventh image, which is a video. We are watching some lovely dance moves, especially from front and center, purple blouse. One can say injecting the MILF vibes. Jesus. Scroll over to the eighth image. To a boomerang image. After seeing these two clips, would you say purple blouse puts up a vibe as a freak in the sheets that could perhaps lure a man who puts his hand underneath other man's sweaty ass crack? I didn't read this before I started reading it out loud.
I just was interested in the picture of this person. So the person's on the right?
I believe
obviously
so.
That's Zach Wilson's mom on the left, like 100%. Yes. That looks like him.
Right. So,
well, okay. Zach Wilson's mom is a crazy person, so I'm going to assume her best friend is also like a truly insane person.
Well, that doesn't mean that hasn't been anything on the looks scale of things, right?
I'm not even going to comment on that, because what's the point? What's the use? Can we get back to best ball talk, or we doing?
Oh,
we doing two of 30 picks ahead of ADP on the show.
Okay, yeah, I did grab Tua just because I don't want to get sniped anymore.
But Dave, what you need to remember is when you have both of a quarterback's early guys, you have disincentivized the room from taking your quarterback.
Tell that to my Scott Fishbowl draft room, am I right? Like they just go for it. And I think people want to ruin my life. All right, I did take Rashad White over Jacoby Myers, though. Obviously, Jacoby would be the one if you had with a week 17, but I don't know.
No, I get that.
Myers going to win me the championship. I feel like we can find some sort of obscure New England player for week 17.
That's what I was going to ask, is how you're, you know, there's a great battle out there, Tyquan Thornton or Kendrick Bourne for your late, you know, Miami correlate. Do you have a dog in this race?
I do not have a dog in this race. Would you like to put, like, obviously Kendrick Bourne would be didn't he have like a good week 16 or 17 last or two seasons ago?
He finished like wide receiver 31
for San Francisco. Like he had like a two or three touchdown game.
Yeah. And he's been super efficient throughout his career. I've seen him popping up on a few of these efficiency tweets here. Yeah, it was Hayden had most efficient wide receivers last year, and Kendrick Bourne clocked in fourth after Jamar Chase, Deebo Samuel, and Cooper Kupp as far as Kendrick expected
Bourne,
points.
So Kendrick Bourne scored a 75-yard touchdown that bonked off of someone's helmet against the Dallas Cowboys. And
how do you remember that?
let's see here. I'm going to guess, Laudon thinks that, how many targets do we think had Kendrick? I'm going to guess he had 74 targets last season, Pete.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'll say a little more than that. I'll say like 85.
70 targets, 800 yards and 5 touchdowns. So pretty efficient, but again, if he does not catch a touchdown that bonks off of someone's helmet, he is Kendrick Bourne is a spike week core play. Wow.
Davis, you're doing the thing where it's like,
if you take away all his good plays, he was actually shitty. Except I'm going to do that for Kendrick Bourne, cause I don't like him. So, and also
Tyquan Thornton's a pretty fun pick. The Patriots have to hit on a running back once every 10 years, right?
A wide receiver. I mean, their last 1,000-yard wide receiver they drafted was Julian Edelman, and that was about 12 years ago. So they're due.
They are due. Kitchen, I mean, what are the odds, Kitchen? Kitchen,
this is when it gets spicy.
How long
right
do you
here.
Think you could wait for Brian Tannehill? Because you, I know you want to just do it right now.
Yeah, I just want to get it done with.
This is why you don't put it in the queue.
All right, fine.
Just do it. Just pull the band-aid off. You said that ADPs don't matter. Go get your guy.
You know what?
Sometimes you got to just get your guy.
You know what?
This is ADP truly is something that doesn't exist in Dave's universe. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. You know what?
Devontae Parker. He is a brand play. I saw in Harditz was talking about what if he is like, what if he comes back and maybe Eric kind of
Dave drafts his best ball teams like casuals make their DFS lineups in season. We're like, I heard Levitan mention this guy on the podcast and then I saw this tweet.
Yep.
No, I honestly forgot that Devontae Parker was playing for the Patriots this season. So when I saw him, you know, in the upcoming picks for the players, then I decided to basically go for it. Cause that's, you know, this is going to be my main stack is the Dolphins and Patriots.
Mm. Well, you haven't landed a Cowboy yet for your Tennessee double. You kind of circling James Washington as a late round pick.
Maybe Jake Ferguson. Kitchen to me seems like a Jake Ferguson guy. I bet he's going to get invited to tight end you.
All right. So I'm on the clock right now. 1-3-7-1. Oh boy, man.
Erkser's still sitting there for you, bud.
Hunter Henry is there. Okay.
I like it.
Oh
Just make sure they don't have the same bye week, because bye week Twitter will come after you hard.
Hard.
All right.
Scroll Let's down
see here. Oh no!
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah. Ooh, man, this team is looking so good.
So here's the thing about this team, David. It's a logical team. The problem is there's going to be versions of this team that are better because people waited to get those stacks early.
No, this is that a is.
I think that's my. I think that's my favorite thing about best ball as it relates to DFS, where like everyone has the same salary constraints, but like I do love the idea that like Dave just paid $5,200 for Devontae Parker instead of $3,800, which is just like really interesting. Like, it's such an interesting wrinkle. Oh, they're definitely, these got to be ETRs rankings, right?
No, they're modified. No. It's like, you know, modified zero RB. These are modified ETR rankings.
Wait to not use the Spike Week rankings.
I tried.
Yeah.
You hated Bob Ford's ranking?
No, I tried. I did not see the CSV upload, and we were running short on time. But I did try. I just had to have something in there to guide me. Shout out to Sosa for putting that comment on the stream.
Oh, man.
This does, Nick reminds me of the chat. This is a good time to plug. Kitchen is coming on the randomizer stream tomorrow
this might
night.
Be the most the most defunct randomizer show you've ever had. Like, you better pull some rabbits out of the hat for this show.
I'm going to have to get the tweet out later today and start getting the prompts ready.
Yeah.
You need to get, you need, there's, there's a download rankings notes. Button.
Eric, I made some notes. We got, we'll talk about the user experience for the noobs like me.
Welcome to the Swolecast presented by ETR's rankings. I also, the best part
can't
about
believe
that,
Snowza put that comment on there.
You were so afraid to just raw dog it with the
Hold
ADPs,
on.
Which are the most efficient ADPs
in
the entire industry.
Yeah, I did edit these rankings, though. I did edit these rankings. I went
If Tennessee plus 10.
Yeah, you know, the time that Davis got paid money to edit this random horse track company's salaries, and he just went through and copied from DraftKings, and then went every other one, he would like change $100. He got paid.
Yeah, Dave,
like
what's your point?
A week. That's kind of what I went through and looked at my guys and moved them up or down. Did I get auto drafted?
I remember hearing that story a long time ago, but man, that's hitting me right now. Wow.
He would just copy DraftKings salary, and then he would, like, every five or so people, he would just raise or lower the price by $100.
Dave, did
and
you
turn
Dave,
it into this
tell
British?
No,
this
the
British
Dave.
I had no clue.
Dave didn't even tell the best part of the story, which was that it was supposed to be his job, and he subcontracted it out to me.
What did, so how did you even get this gig in the first place? Did you say you had some kind of model that could come up with efficient pricing?
No, some guy reached out to me and these are in the early days. This is 2014.
This is like the wild, wild west of DFS.
This is 2014.
It's totally unrecognizable.
And this this guy from England was he had like a horse track thing, and he wanted to add DFS to his horse track stuff, and so he asked me, you know, he reached out asking if I could edit salaries for like $500 a month, and I'm like, yeah, sure. So then I gave Dan,
and then you paid how much? I want to figure out your margin here. Then how much did you
I think I gave Dan like $25. All right.
No, hey, you gave me $100.
You guys need to see this.
Well, we can't.
You're not sharing your screen. Sosa took it away.
I do have the screen up there. All right. So I went Julio in the 14th round. You know why?
Because ADP is a lie.
No, this is another micro stack. Have you looked at the odds on favorites for where Julio is going to land?
The Packers.
The Packers, but I don't
plus 350.
Believe it.
Oh, well, and so this is to correlate with your Justin with Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson.
I like it, Dave. You're full galaxy brain, bro.
Yeah, there we go.
Scroll down. And let me see.
Dave, I don't know if I love the 1-3-8-2 build you have going. This feels a little unbalanced.
Why is that?
I'll tell you right now, Tanny's not coming back.
With the zero RB team, you're wanting to get to six running backs and ideally some good zero running back guys.
Yeah, let's see your running backs right now, Dave. Oh yeah, this is an issue.
I'm a little worried about your running backs.
Bro, running backs are fine. You just got to hit on one Elijah Mitchell. Dave,
Let's see the running backs before you click select on Tannehill.
Come on, he's clicking select. Nothing's stopping this.
Oh, yeah, these running backs are not moving Jamal the needle. Williams fits this still who is moving the needle, though? Ryan Tannehill.
Firm grasp on the starting job. Always the blurb you want to see for your guy.
Oh, am I right?
No. No value hound for Dave. You have spit round? In the face of the value hound ethos today.
15th round for the value hound. All right. What are some other comments in chat that are not promoting competitors? Let's get some of the takes.
Jonathan says horse track based DFS sounds like an idea Dave came up with himself.
No. Correct.
It was there was a lot of horse space. It was like, oh yeah, we're in the betting space. Let's just add DFS. This was like when DFS was the thing. Sports betting was not a thing in the States. And this was how people were going to get rich. Cause like DraftKings and FanDuel were running commercials nonstop. So
Kitchen, can we talk about the real issue you now have, which is this should be a six running back build, but it probably also needs to be a three quarterback build as well. So what's going to get?
No, it doesn't. Why does it need to be a three quarterback?
Tannehill's going to be a top 10 quarterback.
Why does it need to be a...
Okay, now I have a question.
Live a little for once in your life. All right.
I have a question for Mr. Overzet.
Yeah.
Do you think more people are drafting like Dave or drafting like you and I in terms of like thinking about roster construction, correlation, or just taking dudes?
Oh, by far more people like Dave, because what they're doing is they're consuming the content and then they're bastardizing it and executing
it wrong.
Do you think
I'm not having a strategy? I'm literally laying out my strategy for you. Team.
Yeah, but your team is a mess, dude.
So says you, because you are in your own little echo chamber, Davis. Like, oh yeah, I gotta get like. Some of these guys could pop off.
Some of these guys could pop off.
It doesn't align with my strategy, so it must be a bad team.
Davis, things happen. This is a game of skill, but there's also an element of chance to it, bro. Live a little.
What
learn
are you
something.
Even saying? This is a game of skill. There's an element of chance. No fucking shit, Dave.
That's what I'm saying.
I know there's an element of chance because you made a puppy final before.
But this is what I'm saying, Davis. Not everything goes according to your script. Sometimes things goes off.
But you
off
took script. Multiple players 20 spots ahead of ADP.
Thank you. Lou agrees with me.
Live a little.
Read a book and live a little.
The Soccer Dave draft strategy, live a little.
It's hard. It is interesting to see two NFT bros, you know, faltering through this draft in Lou and Dave Kitchen.
Yeah. Let's look at the team again. I got both my quarterbacks stacked. Okay. So Tua with Reek and Waddle. I've got Tannehill with Traylon and Robert.
No one
Wood.
Is disputing both that you stack. High concentrated it's the cost guy. That you set.
Okay. Do you guys think stacks are important?
Yes, at value.
Okay. So what happens? Here's what's going to happen. Week 16
did Dave,
or week
did
17
Dave take everyone? Come. Did Dave somehow take every player on his team ahead of their ADP?
ADP is just a social construct, bro. Here's what what both of you guys will be doing on our DFS related Swolecast in week 17. Well, everybody's going to be going for this Denver stack, this Denver game. And so that's why I think you should probably pivot to, and you're going to say like the Patriots and Miami game.
We will be referencing Jalen Waddle and Devontae Parker. And you're going to be like, I told all of you guys 6 months ago.
this is in the range of outcomes. Live a little. Like, understand, not everything is going to be.
Yes, Dave, your team is in the range of outcomes. Yeah. Well said.
Yeah, like, you guys are acting like hardcore cash game bros. In
DFS. Yeah, Carlos is right. You kind of danced around in your storytelling of who Denver plays in week 17 because you don't know.
I know they play the Chiefs. I already said it.
You're on the clock, Dave. You're on the clock.
Oh gosh. 20 seconds. All right. I need a running back.
I know where you're going here. Oh! I heard about this game. I heard about this pretty sweet. the Dolphins super stack. What could go wrong?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Dolphins smash. Smashing
the
Dolphins.
David Kitchen is for sure winning the puppy. After viewing this, Dave is for sure winning the puppy.
All right. So let's go through and look at some of the other running backs.
Live a little. The Swole Cast.
Live a little on a Dairy Queen cup, I think is where the text goes. Yeah.
All right, so I've got four running backs. Obviously, we're need a little work. Mitchell, Sanders, White, and Mostert.
Hey, you know, it could work out. It's in the range.
You talked about Mark Ingram, Davis, last week.
Yeah, like, Pete,
that's a guy you're heavily invested with.
Pete disagrees with me, but I think Pete's wrong.
Well, I was just going to ask Dave, you know, one of the things I think about with zero RB builds is the texture of my running back room and how I'm getting these points when I'm getting them. How are you kind of thinking about the overall texture of these four backs and your subsequent two picks?
What is texture?
Texture is some of these guys are going to be handcuffs and give you no production. Some are going to have a pass catching floor and give you some, but don't have the upside. Some are going to be able to get you off to a fast start like Mark Ingram, but maybe finish slow.
It's like modern portfolio theory, but for running back.
Yeah,
types.
No, I'm playing for it all. I'm going for it all. So we're going to be like Bell Cal RB at the end and a guy named Zamir White. Zeus, if you watch the Georgia games, this guy's a heavily touted guy. You know, he could be the guy. You know what? You know who he's playing week 17? You want to talk about the texture of my my roster construction? You know, he's playing week 17.
You got that
Davis.
Kittle correlation?
The old, yeah, running back tight end correlation.
It never, the
Mitchell,
run block, the run block tight end.
This is the micro stack where you got Mitchell, White, and Kittle. So
phenomenal stuff, Dave. You really, you know, I was worried you weren't going to get there, and you saved it with the Zamir White pick.
I told you. Zamir, I mean, he could be your Eli Mitchell. He could be your Cordarrelle Patterson. If this team wins, I retire.
Winning on a single bullet, like in the puppy drafted on stream, would be the greatest accomplishment in best ball history. It would never be replicated.
I mean, I think this team will probably win at this point.
As you guys, yeah, this team, I don't think it's going to be duped for sure. It's going to be
Up Aaron's comment, Sosa. Pull up Aaron's comment.
Unique roster construction.
Tannehill just went 209 in the overflow draft there. But Kitchen had to get him at pick 172.
Well, ADP pros coming hard at me. Come at
the
me.
ADP pros. Dave inventing 80. What if blank is the guy you need? Bullock, that is good stuff.
What if my shitty structure and thought process behind it was the shitty structure and thought process you needed?
There is a rhyme and reason behind this. There was once Peter, I've already gone through what it is. And you also have guys, you have guys like Blender who have won multiple tournaments. What does he say? Play whoever you want. Draft whoever you want. Why are you worried about the ADP pro saying, oh, you could have got him in the next round.
It is amazing how much better this show is than last week's show. Like, last week's show was like an all-time just play the hits that no one actually wants to hear show. Yeah. Mooncats have not been mentioned once on this show.
You drafted him at 160. You could have got him at 172. gosh. I did not see YouTube becoming ADP bros at all.
Dave, we're doing like 900 drafts this offseason. You want us to just pick players in a random order?
It's not a random order. It's getting your stacks.
It's kidding.
Oh, you went around too early.
Dave, you started off this draft taking Justin Jefferson over Derrick Henry because of the ADP difference. What
wasn't the ADP difference, Davis. It was a fundamental strategy that I chose to do zero RB.
So you don't like the big dog anymore. It's what you're King Henry. You're out on he's out dog. On King
Henry. I'm sure I will share my exposure towards the start of the
season. I never thought that I'd live to see the day that you became a Derrick Henry fudder.
No, well, you know what happened is kind of Dave saw the end game all along, and he knew that Henry wouldn't be really nicely correlated with a Titans passing double stack. And so That's he was true. Kind of leveraging that own pass there.
Yeah, if you're going to take, I guess if you're going to take Robert Woods 10 spots ahead of ADP and Traylon Burks 20 spots ahead of ADP, it probably means Derrick Henry got hurt.
Which means you should probably take little Haskins, little Hilliard here.
Yeah, I thought about Haskins or Hilliard. Hilliard would obviously be the pass down back, maybe.
And you said you only draft running also backs that can do it all.
James White also, yeah.
I thought we were team bell cow though.
Yeah, get these bell cows here.
Give me someone to draft. I'll let you guys. The 18th round is usually when you win everything. I need some input.
Haskins, you're super stacking these. That's your theory.
No, I'm not doing Haskins. He's not getting there.
No.
Winner.
Why? Winner. Sean Wright and Keyshawn Vaughn on the same team.
Oh, I forgot about White. Oh, fuck, all right, bro. That's my one mistake.
His one mistake.
However, things do happen. There are trades that happen during the season. Vaughn could get traded.
Hey, grab two backup Bucks running backs. Just live a little, guys.
No, but what if Keyshawn Vaughn gets traded to the Dallas Cowboys after Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard get injured and Keyshawn Vaughn is the running back you needed in week 17?
It was going so well. So well.
Two injuries.
Let's see who this other puppy is.
Did you do a practice?
Of course I did. I'm trying.
No.
Carlos Manzo wants you to do another one.
No. Well, if you want another draft on stream, you'll have to tune in tomorrow. This is big. Like, I can't believe exposures. I drafted it.
These exposures through two drafts.
Julio.
100%.
My guy. Hashtag
100% Julio. 100% Traylon Burks. 100% Eli Mitchell.
Kitchen, you want to do a funny bit that'll get a lot of tweets? Screenshot this on Twitter and then block out the dollar amount.
Hashtag my guys.
Yeah.
Oh man, God. I really think that last pick might have cost me the like it was going really good and I thought about brand guy and I just panicked and I picked Keyshawn Vaughn. Obviously, Vanderbilt guy. Oh man, that was bad. I should have gone with James White. I panicked.
Oh, dang.
I went for the league winner.
You were feeling yourself so much. You're ADP doesn't matter. Keyshawn Vaughn, bitches.
I was. That was like it. That was textbook over.
Well, Dave, are you not going to pull up the draft board for us to go over your team?
Yeah, of course. Once I find the
I want to do once you get the spike week rankings in their kitchen.
I want to do one of these with Settleman. I think me and you doing the same bit with Settleman would be just as good as Dave.
Can we get just Settleman on the Swolecast?
You see, but he's Settleman never been on pretends the... like he Settlement's better at pretending like he knows what he's doing than Kitchen.
He's not gonna.
I've got sources that says that Keyshawn Vaughn's gonna get traded to the Cowboys this year. All right, this one that I drafted last night to prep. Hashtag fire. The 18th round pick is what wins you everything 2 seconds later.
It was so perfect too, because I gave you Haskins. It made sense for your super stacks. And you just thumbed your nose at me. I mean, what we really are missing is a Cowboy on this one. I mean, we're going to get to week 17 Swolecast. We're going to be talking about lineup construction, this underrated Titan stack. And then we're all going to be talking about bring backs, and you're going to be looking at this roster being like, man, really messed it up.
Yep. And we'll have this stream to look back on.
The week 17 Swolecast, and we're talking about this. Dave, you need to make sure to name this team. Make sure to name this team as the Swolecast puppy.
Kitchen, do you know how to name these?
I'm lucky.
I think we should just do this until the season. I think we should just watch Dave draft these teams until the season starts.
It's great.
Well, it'll be great until Dave gets bullied into just making the right picks, and then it won't be fun anymore. But it'll
you
be
guys
fun
were just talking about how much you liked my team in those first five rounds, first six rounds, and then it's like I go off the rails a little bit in the double digit rounds by one round. And
no, you took Treylon Burks in the sixth round, dude.
It's Trey Lynn. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, David Little. David, that's Little. A good punch up. watch Fournette like get hurt in the preseason, and they roll out this Keyshawn Vaughn, Rashad White, Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning.
Oh man, would be amazing. All right, I can't believe that hour has gone by that fast. That was fun.
I know. Normally we're sitting there with 15 minutes left. Like, oh, let's get out of here.
Run out the clock on this show.
Some spicy takes. All right. Final thought. Or Pete, I want to hear your Scott Fishbowl team right now before we head out.
Yes. My Scott Fishbowl team. Let me pull it up real quick. So I took I had the 101. I did Josh Allen and Trey Lance to start. Then I did DeAndre Swift and Debo Samuel at the next turn. And then I just picked Jalen Waddle and TJ Hawkinson at my next turn.
Okay. And Davis, who's your team?
Christian McCaffrey, Trey Lance, Tua. T. Higgins, AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, Marquise Brown.
Gotcha.
I've been noticing that people don't realize, I think, by looking at their teams, that you can start up to seven wide receivers in this format.
Or tight ends.
Right. But wide receivers score a lot more points than tight ends.
They're also handicapped in this format, Davis. Once you live a little and read the scoring format.
You know what? It's a great advice. Just live a little.
All right. This show went 12 spots below its projected draft position. Final thoughts, Davis.
Everyone, just live a little. You never know if you're going to need both of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers backup running backs to win $75,000 playing best ball fantasy football on underdogfantasy.com. So just live a little.
Tomorrow night, Kitchen, me, a randomizer wheel. I'll get that tweet out later tonight. I need you guys to come good with these prompts. I'm imagining one of the most epic randomizer shows ever.
The people are thirsty for it by my mentions. They are thirsty for that.
Dave got added three times yesterday, which was as high as far. The issue with Dave is Dave clearly does not care about drafting a shitty fantasy football team, so he has no incentive to do the prompts. He's like, I don't care. I'll live a little. I'll just take a player way ahead of ADP.
Davis is critiquing all the randomizer drafts. Oh, this doesn't correlate with my thoughts.
We did week 17 correlation in my randomizer.
Aaron says Kitchen is the first randomizer guest you could just draft normally.
All right, that will do it. Guys, before I let you go, just a few things. Sign up for spikeweek.com because you can check your exposures there. I will let I'm gonna give Bindfor a little feedback as far as finding that download rankings button a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's definitely Bindfor's fault. I think we can all agree.
I looked for it. And also, before I go, I'm gonna give you guys an opportunity, Davis or Pete. You Venmo me $1.33.
You're right. I do need to do that because
I will let you get a piece of this draft. Yeah, so
you're right.
I'll
even round up.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm not giving you any extra percentage. I'll have Liam calculate it all.
If this were to win the puppy and I didn't have a little bit of it, I would never be able to forgive myself.
Correct. All right.
The bit. All right. That will do it for the show. Thanks everyone that somehow, some way wanted to tune in. I'll see y'all tomorrow on the Optimizer Show and next week.
The Optimizer Show. Focus,
or the Randomizer Show. It will be Optimizer.
Hey, God, Kitchen, that math isn't even right.
Don't worry about it.
I was going to say it, but my math isn't good, so I didn't want to be the one to correct it.
Live a little.
Kitchen will float you. Kitchen will float you that extra 30 cents of EV.
Yeah. Live a little. All right. We'll see you next week on the Swolecast here at rotogrinders.com. Peace.